KSRN News. I'm Greg Budston in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. has struck another small boat he accuses of carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela. In a social media post, he said six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike. No U.S. forces were harmed. It's the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean, as the Trump administration has asserted that it's treating alleged drug traffickers as unlawful combatants. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the latest development in this year's attack aimed at Pennsylvania's governor.
A man in Pennsylvania pleaded guilty in an arson attack at the governor's mansion while Governor Josh Shapiro and his family were sleeping. Cody Ballmer pleaded guilty to charges that include attempted murder, terrorism, and arson. Ballmer was sentenced to up to 50 years in prison.
Several news organizations are bucking today's deadline to accept new restrictions that are governing coverage at the Pentagon.
The Associated Press, Reuters, The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Atlantic, and Newsmax all say they will not sign a Defense Department document outlining new press rules. Those rules declared large swaths of the Pentagon off limits to reporters. They also state Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth can revoke access to reporters who ask anyone in the Defense Department for information, classified or otherwise, that he has not approved for release. Hegseth's team has said reporters who don't acknowledge the policy in writing by Tuesday must turn in their press badges. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meta says teenagers on Instagram will be restricted to seeing PG-13 content by default and won't be able to change their settings without a parent's permission. The company also adding even stricter setting that parents can set up for their kids. Wall Street stocks have rebounded from session lows. This is SRN News. A British church sparks outrage.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, "Why did you create hate when love is more powerful?" and "Why all the suffering?" Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pastor of a prominent underground church in China was detained by police last week along with a number of parishioners. They may face charges of illegal dissemination of religious content via the internet. Pastor Ezra Mingri of the Zion Church was held at his home along with some of the others. Zion Church is among the largest house churches that are unregistered with Chinese authorities. It has about 5,000 members. This is SRN News. There's fresh evidence that artificial intelligence is working its way into every corner of American life, including the world of pro sports.
Injuries are a big part of the NFL, and staying healthy can make or break a season. Now, the league has partnered with Amazon Web Services to use technology, including AI, to predict and prevent injuries. The digital athlete tool collects data from all 32 teams to help manage players' health. The tool has been available for 3 seasons now. It's being praised for its comprehensive data, which also helps to improve equipment to reduce concussions. Rich Thomason, Washington.
California will become the first state in the nation requiring restaurants to list major food allergens on menus starting next year under a new law. They will have to disclose ingredients such as milk, eggs, shellfish, and tree nuts. It applies to businesses with at least 20 locations. SRNnews.com.